nest has a way of sneaking up on you. You'll hear broken echoes of it everywhere, like a bad replay. You get mad at everybody for reminding you about it.
One of the questions I always get is, bro, rehab, what would you have done differently? What mistakes have you made? I got this question maybe a million times. Now it is time. Because I know the community itself is quite young. A big chunk of youths are younger than 21. So I think what I have to share now would be relatable for a lot of youths. Now guys, keep in mind that I have made plenty of mistakes myself in my younger days. Had my fair share of mess ups, cringe moments. I have never claimed otherwise. Sure, most of it was because of the stuff that I didn't choose, but I have also made plenty of mistakes myself. Things that, had I done differently, would allow me to live a much better life. Much stress-free life. I mean, sure, family, looks, I could use them as excuses, and valid ones as well. But I gotta admit, I have also made mistakes. In my defense, this information wasn't really mainstream when I was a teenager. But without rambling too much, let me get to the points I wanna talk about. The first thing, maybe the most important advice I can give to you is, looks max young, both soft and hard. This information would have benefited me greatly, majorly, if I had it when I was 15, 16 years old. I know people often say, oh dude, try first, even if you are ugly. No. First, you gotta fix your looks and then try. Cause what happens if you go other way around and follow the usual, oh, learn game, hit the gym, try first, even if you are ugly. If you go down that route, what is gonna happen is the experience is gonna take its toll on you. And when you finally do the necessary, much needed looks maxing, emotionally you won't be the same person. You might think, oh, let me go through the ringer first and then I'm gonna try the BP route. It will be too late. The experiences you go through during your formative years will have a lasting effect, shaping effect on your personality. This is why I always emphasize the impact of looks so much. People won't even think about this stuff, the snowball effect it can create down the line. Even just a bit of difference can create major difference 10 years down the line. Just a bit positive reinforcement there when you were growing up, a little bit more, you know, social life there, even a little bit more self-esteem. These will make a lot of difference. That is one thing. Likely my biggest mistake in life. I mean, I have gotten some procedures after, but like too late. Too little, too late. When you look into the abyss for too long, the abyss looks right back into you.
Nothing worked out the way it was supposed to.
So we are measuring at 11 weeks and 5 days today. And you are 11 weeks, so this is when big kids start to be big and they kind of show off after the first trimester.
Well, this is Travis Brown's baby.
Yes.
It is very, very important to grow up normally, as you were supposed to, spend your formative years in a good environment, in a positive reinforcement environment, with positive experiences, mostly positive experiences. Obviously, it won't be 100% positive experiences for everybody, but it is very crucial that those are mostly positive experiences. This will make you grow legitimate self-esteem, not a fake one. Trying to fix these issues later, bro, it is very, very difficult to have this self-esteem and turn yourself into an extroverted person, happier person later on is really difficult. Your character will be set. Change, some degree of change can happen, like quitting smoking, getting into shape, changing certain habits, having a better mindset. These are possible, but change at kernel level will take different circumstances. Circumstances that need to be had at childhood and puberty, not when you are an adult. At that point, the experiences you have gone through already shaped your personality. This is why I am always saying, don't be late, guys. Don't be late. And that is also why I don't agree with some section of this community who say, oh bro, you know, don't learn about this look stuff if you are only 18 years old. You gotta go through 10,000 rejections first. No, dude, I don't agree with that. Because I have made the same mistake personally. And you don't gotta be really ugly to benefit from this information either. Especially in this day and age, where yesterday's 6 is today's 5. This is especially important for men, because women are raised with this information in mind. You know, the importance of their beauty. I mean, the entire social role, their entire role is tailored to let them know about this early on. They grow up with Barbies, and there is no social stigma for them. They have their own makeup options, but men are raised with the false notion that, oh, looks ain't that important for men. Oh, bro, you're only 17. Don't worry about this stuff. Women will ignore that. There is no such a thing as an ugly man. So I don't agree with that opinion that I know some people in this community hold. But I have to say this to you, of course. I don't mean all this as, oh, go check out of society at high school. But I say this in a sense that try to make those changes sooner rather than later. So I don't say this as go lock yourself in your basement until you look like Prime Chico. Go put yourself through surgeries until you look like Chico. That is not what I am saying. Because admittedly, there are some people who misinterpret things and make that mistake too. So younger guys, don't be late. Sadly, I was late. Don't repeat my mistake. Sometimes you are just late. Another mistake I have made several times in the past, and I actually still keep making, is caring too much about what other people think about me. Being too much of a moral f**k. I tell you guys many times, don't be a people pleaser. It is about your face and looks anyway. It won't work, it won't matter caring about it anyways. I always say this and give these advices, but I don't take my own advice. I always say, this world we live in is no place for no hero. But I can't take my own advice. I guess this is a sign of being sub-5, really. I got asked these questions a couple days ago too. I think I care too much because, like, in real life, I didn't have real validation growing up. Not only from women, but in general, even at work and school, I was underestimated, underappreciated. All of that contributed, I believe. When you are deprived of validation, you just care too much. Oh, this guy would say this, that person is gonna think about me like that. All because you care too much. If we were good looking, this wouldn't happen to us. Cause we would know. We would think, hey, fuck that guy. So be it. There will be another guy kissing my ass and wanting to be my friend anyway. But when you are sub-5, you are gonna cling on to every friend, every little social circle. That is why those guys, good looking guys, don't second guess themselves. Not as much as we do. They don't judge themselves harshly even when they are in the wrong. Even when they are the ones messing up. They still think they are right. They still think they are that guy. You make one little mistake and you are going to be thinking about it that night in bed. You are going to be overthinking it, you know, playing different scenarios. What if I did this? What if I did that? Second guessing it over and over again. They don't do that. They don't sell themselves short like we do. I am not saying go be a delusionally confident person and approach women, chase them down in the malls. But in life, in general, I gotta admit there were a lot of times I sold myself short. I know some of these points are just related to looks again. Goes back to that whole looks theory again. But guys, it is the reality. What do you want me to say? But without rambling too much about this, another major regret of mine is being a coward.
Hey, fucking coward.
Yes.
I just feel in the face of adversity, you should just be a coward. You should sit on your behind and feel sorry for yourself and do nothing. You know, I feel this is how you need to deal with adversities in life.
I was a coward a lot of times. I took Oreo Man's advice to heart and put myself through a vicious cycle. What I have done was I kept trying. Trying to do what family and society told me to. You gotta make your own mistakes in life, man. A lot of times I reflect back and I find myself thinking, I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to study engineering just because my parents wanted me to. Like, you look at people, people find their way to make money in life. I wish I was a bigger risk taker. I wish I wasn't a coward when I was younger, in my teenage years. That is really one of the what ifs I have. Being risk averse is really one of them. I started taking risks too late in life. That is another thing I was late to. Oh, those guys playing outside and not studying will end up as unemployed bums and druggies. My mom used to say that. Kept telling me that. Guys, trust and believe, none of them ended up worse than me. They're all doing fine in life. Don't listen to your parents too much. Don't be like me and follow the script your parents wrote for you. Most people have children, understand this. Most people have children just because. They are the oofy doofies of life. Don't look up to them. just because they are your parents. They get so many things wrong, so many things they don't understand. You are not God's plan, brother. Most likely, she settled for your dad. Your parents don't always know the best. I was too coward to be a rebel, really. I went and studied engineering like a good boy, just like they wanted me to. Make your own mistakes. Reject the script you were given. Point 4. Guys, I wish, and I gotta admit I was wrong about this, I wish I should have hired a professional when I was 18, 19 years old and just get it over with. But I was cringe maxing at the time. Oh, the first time should be with my girlfriend to make it special. The first time shouldn't be with a prosy. Bro, that time might never come. And furthermore, you need experience under your belt for when you get a girlfriend. You are gonna need it if you wanna keep the girl. Now, of course, don't do anything illegal. I don't advocate for that. Depending on the country you're in, it might be illegal. But if it is legal, I would say don't feel bad to lose your V-card to a professional. And visit them time to time to get the hang of it. Take the edge off and relax, you know. Maybe I should have done that when I was 18 years old. As long as you don't blow excessive amounts of money on them. Honestly, I don't think that's a terrible idea. Just get some experience, mechanical experience. Get some reps in. And if you don't like the experience, which might be the case, which is the case with many, they say it was just underwhelming, it wasn't worth it. Then you don't have to do it again. As long as it is safe, you are safe, it is whatever. It works for some, doesn't for others. I mean, I had plenty of opportunities, many, many circumstances where I could just go through with this. But for me, first it was the excuse was, oh, it should be with my girlfriend. And then it was, oh, she will realize I have no experience and it will be embarrassing. Bro, it is more embarrassing now. Every year passing by, it is getting more embarrassing. I was overthinking it too much. Guys, don't overthink.
Maybe there's something even more important that I missed. After all, I didn't ask any questions about height or facial masculinity.
Of course he didn't. He's a 5'4" manlet. I'm not gonna ask girls at the gym, what do you think about height? Hi, ladies! How important is height in a relationship? He's not gonna do that.
Number 5. Another major regret I have is, I should have never set foot in the gym. I cursed that day. That unfortunate day I still remember like yesterday. When I got that gym subscription. Guys, I was a very, very dedicated gym rotter for about 5-6 years, from age 18 to 22, 24. If I was out of town, I would look for local gyms to get a workout session, even if it was, you know, 1 day, 2 day travel. Now, I am not gonna say it had zero benefits for my health or I didn't enjoy it at all, but what did I gain from that? Big fat zero. Not even zero, I'm in the negative. I lost too much time, I lost too much money. All that money, guys, I blew on supplements. If I had put all that money into S&P 500, now I would have a solid amount of money. And not even only that. Guys, if only the money was the only thing I have lost. I lost my hairline due to creatine, due to all those supplements. They accelerated my hair loss. Don't overdo exercising. Go play some sport. Do some jogging. Every now and then, go do some compound lifting. That's enough.
Jeff, you're a rich multimillionaire with 3+, 4+, 5+ million followers. Jeff, you're a famous multimillionaire. It don't matter if you're tall. You'll be 4'4" and get girls.
170,000 subjects. It took 6 stereotypically masculine traits and figured out which one was most closely linked to mating and reproductive success.
I'm going to say height. Remember, I'm just looking at this as you're watching it. I'm going to say height. Watch Jeff's video and see. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Do I need Jeff to present this in a video? Height, very important. If you go to the bar and you're 6'4", you're getting noticed. When you're a coach, Greg, and nobody sees you, this is what girls see when I'm at the bar. They see my hairline. That's it. They're so tall. But if you're 6'4", even if you're fat, at least you're getting noticed. You see him. You can see the head walking through the bar. Coach Greg walks through the bar. You don't even see me. I'm covered up behind that fat guy.
But talking about previous point on all the money I have blown on supplements and gym products and how I would actually have a sizable amount now if I had invested earlier. You guys gotta start investing earlier. You can start with safer index funds. For example, just an example, S&P 500 doubled since 2020 in 5 years. I am not saying go try to be a day trader and make risky moves, but put some money aside. Save to invest. Put aside 500 now and forget about it. It could be 5,000 down the line. You don't know. If it doesn't, not a big deal. But I think if you start following the markets from an early age, it could benefit you a lot. I remember in high school, people were talking like, oh, bro, look at the economic crisis. The US is done. The West is gonna collapse. People like TFM existed back then too. All doom and gloom, guys. Oh, the West is gonna blow up soon. Don't invest in the stock market. Oh, in a couple of years, the economic system as we know it is not gonna exist. That is just fantasy. Wish I had invested earlier. I blew so much money on useless stuff. And the last point I'm gonna mention is this. I saved this point for the last for a reason. Some people won't watch the video till the end, but I feel like if you made it this far, you need to hear this more than others. Guys, sometimes we gotta bitch out, but sometimes we gotta stay strong, despite everything, in the face of all the issues and problems. Just to spite those people, we gotta try to see the positives sometimes. Because when I talk to people in this community, I can tell they actually have some stuff that is going on for them. But when you are feeling down, when everything is dark, it can be hard to see those positives and opportunities that lie in front of you. I don't say this as, you know, go be delusional, but I talk to these guys. They are like 18, 19. Brother, there's a life to be had. Your whole life is ahead of you. There is hope for you yet. Doesn't mean it will be a perfect life? No. But when you are in that mental space, it will be hard to spot the opportunities and focus on what you can actually change to be happy in life. I really feel like if you watch the video until this point, this might apply to you more than others. Don't be a free agent in life.